Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment of Warming Food on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday that as long as a food is fully cooked and solid and dry and not liquidous, then one may take it out of the refrigerator on Shabbos and warm it up, as long as one is warming it up in a method that's obviously not cooking it. And we were describing the method of kedera al gabe kedera. A pot on top of a pot. We discussed the question if the bottom pot has to have food in it or doesn't have to have food in it, different opinions. What I'd just like to discuss for a few moments is one or two very popular appliances today, or halachic appliances, and maybe touch on what might be differences of opinion about them, because anything that's popular in halacha must involve a difference of opinion. That's part of popularity in halacha. So, one is, I think there's different terms for it. One is, I think it's called the kedera blech. I think that's the most popular thing of it. I want to just discuss it in light of what we're talking about. The kedera blech is a fascinating idea. The kedera blech is, basically, it's a flat surface with a vessel that holds water underneath the flat surface, and then another flat surface, I believe, underneath the vessel. So, but it takes a very small amount of space, and the concept is one would put that on top of their burner, if I understand correctly. So, how does that work? It feels like it's just a regular blech, but it's much more than just a regular blech, because technically speaking, think about what we're saying. There's a container of water, and then on top of that container of water, there's a flat surface on which you could put your potato kugel or your challah or whatever. So technically speaking, that fits the stringent opinions that we mentioned yesterday. It's not just an inverted pan. It's a vessel that's containing water, that's water's heating or has been heated in that, and then on top of that, you have something else. So looking at it from a purely technical perspective, that seems to absolutely be a pot on top of a pot. That's very much accepted in many, many communities. There are those who don't like using it on Shabbos as something that you could take out of the refrigerator and put on Shabbos. And their concern is that, yeah, if you understand the mechanism, it fits it to a T. The question is, does it look like all that, or does it look like just basically a blech? Because the whole point is that it needs to be obviously not cooking, and so obviously a vessel on top of a vessel. Does a casual observer see that as a vessel on top of a vessel? That's an interesting discussion. Does this allowance extend to other appliances? So the general approach to halacha is yes. What's a really interesting discussion is a hot plate. So I ask you, would someone think that a hot plate is something upon which you would cook something, or something upon which you would warm something? So my guess is, if we took a quick survey, the vast majority of us would think a hot plate is for warming and not for cooking. Question. That being the case, would it suffice to take something fully cooked and dry and put it straight on a hot plate on Shabbos? Okay or not okay? You have different opinions about it. There are opinions that say it depends how hot the hot plate gets. If it could get so hot, some hot plates can get super hot. If it could get so hot that theoretically you could cook something on it, whether or not people normally do cook on it, maybe it's problematic. So one opinion says you could do it as long as the hottest temperature isn't so hot. There's another school of thought that says that it depends on if it has multiple settings. A hot plate that has multiple settings, that's a little too complicated. That's a little too intricate. And perhaps a person would think that you're cooking something on it. Whereas if the hot plate is just on versus off, that's obviously something that's not for cooking, it's just for warming. In people who ask me, I normally advise people, in terms of a hot plate, that you'd want to be able to take something out of the refrigerator on Shabbos, dry, fully cooked, and put it on the hot plate. I normally advise people that that's what they should be looking for, a hot plate that's just on or off without multiple settings. You get numerous opinions about that. One more scenario, a little bit of a strange one. Person finds themselves in a hotel over Shabbos. And they're just not a kosher hotel or anything, just a hotel. And they have their little refrigerator, and they have their potato kugel, and they say to themselves, wow, wouldn't it be great if I could warm up the potato kugel? And they turn around, and they see that radiator. And they say to themselves, maybe, I can obviously make sure to do it in a safe way, but maybe if I put the potato kugel on top of the radiator. So the potato kugel is fully cooked, the potato kugel is completely dry. Last I checked, nobody would cook food on a radiator. So again, in light of what we're talking about, it would seem to be very reasonable to warm up the food on the radiator on Shabbos. These are all examples. Once you're not considered to be cooking the food on Shabbos, these are all examples of scenarios that the casual observer would clearly understand. You're not cooking, you're just warming. And therefore, it'll be all right to take it out of the refrigerator and place it on these things on Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.